Two of the largest coal producers are combining forces to better compete with natural gas and renewable energy. Peabody and Arch Coal are consolidating 7 of their mines, 5 in Wyoming and 2 in Colorado. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim talks to S&P Global Market Intelligence coal reporter Taylor Kirkendall. He explains what the collaboration means for the companies, the coal industry, and Wyoming going forward.
Peabody and Arch, two largest coal companies in the Powder River Basin. Peabody Energy, actually, you know, the largest coal company in the U.S., are going to combine into a joint venture to operate their Powder River Basin and Colorado assets. That's a lot of several different mines, but, you know, most importantly, they're talking about the Black Thunder mine and the North Antelope mine. Those are the two largest mines in the region by far. It's almost, you know, up to a fifth almost of the coal that's produced in the U.S. is going to be run out of one mine. Now, those mines are already sharing, like, I believe, a 7-mile border. So the idea of being able to consolidate these two together and run them as one large unit is a big deal.
And it also, it combines 7 mines in total, right?
Or correct. Mostly smaller mines.
Okay. And so the North Antelope Rochelle and the Black Thunder, that's the biggest thing, in your opinion, of the 7, that's the most important merger?
I think that's where we're naturally going to see a lot of these synergies they're talking about being unlocked. I believe they say something like, you know, that the pre-tax synergies they're going to unlock are around $820 million. That's like something like $120 million a year that they're going to save by operating these two different complexes as one unit. I think a lot of that's going to be coming from, you know, combining Black Thunder and North Antelope, although, of course, sharing logistical systems and marketing systems with the rest of those mines are obviously going to be a big benefit as well.
So that's some of the background. Was this joint venture expected?
I think this kind of surprised everybody. Hadn't heard any rumors of this. A lot of times whenever there's a deal, you kind of hear whispers about it at conferences or something going on. I think that this was a surprise for most people. But this idea that Peabody and Arch are going to be putting these assets together into a joint venture out there, basically controlling, I don't want to say all, but, you know, pretty close to, you know, a large majority of the production out there is a really big deal. Kind of, I think, shook up the energy industry.
So when do these changes actually start happening, or is there a possibility that it won't happen, that it won't get approved?
Yeah, that's actually a great point. And it's something I think that everybody's trying to watch closely right now. We don't really know exactly how long this process is going to take. Glenn Kellow, the president and CEO of Peabody Energy, did say on a call with the media last week that they are expecting it to be a several months long process. There is concerns that there might be some antitrust litigation coming up. This is the Federal Trade Commission. What we're trying to figure out is, you know, will the FTC, government body, step in and decide that Arch and Peabody are creating something that's too large and is basically going to make a unfair competition for the other producers in the basin. But then also they can step back and take an even broader look. Coal prices are very low right now. A lot of coal companies are struggling to make a profit. Maybe that this kind of consolidation is exactly what would be needed to have a pricing structure in place that allows these companies to not only operate and mine coal, but also to sell it at a profit. Again, not clear what's going to happen, but I think it's something that could definitely, you know, end up running into a regulatory hurdle as they try to complete this deal.
So to you, did it strike you as a desperation move to stay afloat and have a little more control, or was it a strengthening move? They were already both in better positions than most other coal companies, having shed their debt in the 2015-16 bankruptcies, and now they're saying, okay, let's just bolster our forces while we're in a safe position.
Yeah, I think I can see both positions coming out of this one, because there's a couple different arguments we've heard in both, right? I've also even heard some people try to make the argument that maybe that they're setting this up so it's easier to spin out into its own venture and they can both focus on their metallurgical coal properties. Obviously nothing from the company on that, but that's something that, you know, could happen down the road. I do think that this, for the most part, is a move that's aimed to strengthen costs where it makes sense. We've heard analysts calling for this for years. I don't know how long exactly, but I know at least going back 5-6 years, you can find analysts saying we need people to consolidate in the Powder River Basin, or we need the broader coal sector to consolidate. Some people are still saying that about the metallurgical coal sector. Because the idea is, you know, your market's shrinking, you're overproducing. That overproduction is causing prices to be very low, which is, you know, great for utilities and customers that are able to buy that coal cheap, but really rough on these coal companies. But yeah, I think that this is both, it's a strengthening move for the companies. I don't really see it as much of a desperation move. I don't think either one are really that desperate right now. Obviously, you look down the road, you can see some trouble ahead for the coal industry as that market share continues to shrink. But as of right now, they're both pretty healthy. They've been tossing money back to their shareholders. I really do think that this is just an opportunity for them to continue to move that coal, because neither one of them, you know, could have gone out tomorrow and started out a new Powder River Basin coal mine of this size, because the demand's just not there. And so this kind of makes sense, I think, for both of them, especially, again, as we talk about Arch starting to kind of maybe focus some more on their eastern coal operations where they're, you know, selling metallurgical coal instead.
Okay, Taylor, thank you for talking.
Hey, thank you so much.